Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
If Lovin' Gogi is wrong, I don't want to be right.
What would Socrates say to that?
Bam!
It tickles my fancy.
Okay.
Goosies.
I don't have hair.
Oof.
You got Marcos.
That's not.
Wait.
That's true. You do got me.
Get over here, Marcos.
They don't want this.
They don't want it.
Tobin and Leroy, ready to deploy. Had to hit it with a little journalism, but that was a decoy. Better have about me, boy. Okay, Leroy and Tobin, host of the show, man. Stairs on the sauce with the show, and till then, his half moon open. Sometimes go taste like a snowman. No proof, I'm a lie about a mold, no proof. Like I always wanted him, I never hated him. I never traded him, and if I did, I never ever traded him. You know what is a star? Like under the city, the driver's side floor. Go take a large, so many more. 10 in the mar, never a bar. Hey, 10 in the mar, 2 to the P. Nothing to you, but it's something to me. Hands up as ever. Cute as can be, you can watch this on YouTube review for free. This one time for the Twitch. This one time for the text. This one time for the phone line. Whole time, wonder what they gonna do next.
You know, I just wish you guys would stop the quibbling.
Morning, everybody!
Morning.
How are you, Leroy? How was your weekend, buddy?
Weekend was good until, So, my radio crapped out again because something's wrong with... Then I have to bring it in, right? But so I scheduled it for Thursday because they can fix it temporarily. So I went in and got it fixed. Guy goes, oh, you need new tires. You got a nail in your tire. I'm like, I've had it. I'll just bring it back on Thursday, right?
You have those run flats?
No.
No.
Obviously not. So I get home, go to get food. I get a message on my phone. Your tire pressure is at 23. Damn. So I call. I'm like, yo, can I bring it over tomorrow? It was Saturday. He goes, we ain't open on Sunday.
Yeah, so that's now, the thing with mechanics now. Not open on Sundays.
Right.
I've noticed
so
that.
So now I'm playing the tire pressure game. So I fill it up. I even got to the point where I was parking my car with the nail on the bottom.
Where is the nail? The nail's in the middle?
Yeah. But it doesn't matter because I need new tires.
Okay.
So I just needed to get. So I called and I had to drop my car off this morning. But you best believe all weekend I'm looking at my, because if it goes flat,
yeah,
then I got to have it towed.
Sure.
So, yeah, that was the extent of my weekend.
No spare? You couldn't do a spare?
No, I'm getting ready to get new tires.
I'm just talking about for the weekend, dude. You were the one who was playing touch and go. You're sitting here going, I'm not the one going to Wawa every 15 minutes.
And then, wait a minute.
I'm the idiot.
Can I just say something?
What?
Some of these air pressure machines, you know, some of them go, one of them I went to.
Yeah.
And I'm doing the thing right there.
Yep.
Right? And I let all the air out of my tire.
You're talking about like the digital ones now where you got to set the number?
Yes.
Hate those. I like an old school one. No, you just eyeball it, and what does it say?
No, I can look inside my car, and the pressure gauge, the pressure tells you.
Yeah, I don't even like that. I like back in the day, you know, just when you put it in there, the thing will pop out, and it'll be like, you know, whatever your air pressure is, and then you got to, but you got to really hold it on there because it's gonna blow some air.
And you can hear it. You can hear it just blowing it.
Yeah.
you can hear it blowing. Yeah, no, no.
Sometimes you get too cute with an instrument, you know? I don't know.
Too cute with everything. Now you can Apple Pay for air.
What? Really?
Yeah, don't take cash.
I don't trust those either. I only like a quarters only machine.
All right.
A quarters only machine is how you should do it.
Yeah, but.
Oh, God. He's got eight quarters on the way there. Yeah, with your
dude,
stick.
And it's getting more expensive. You used to be able to just throw a quarter in there, put your two.
Oh, yeah. It used to be 50.
Nah, it's a dollar.
Nothing is nothing's inflation proof. Yeah, there'll be like $1.45. Like, how do I get $1.45 with only quarters? Figure it out.
No, and then it says no change given.
Sorry.
Why not just make it 150? So, yeah, other than that, I watched a boatload of football.
Seamsies. Let's get to headlines brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. At Doral Volkswagen, choose from over 300 new Volkswagen models in stock, like the Tiguan, the Taos, and the Atlas. And remember, when it comes to Volkswagen, the great deals are at Doral Volkswagen. For those who missed it last night, the Texans take out the Bears 19-13. Not a swimming start so far for the number one overall pick, Caleb Williams.
Yeah, but it has more to do with, like, it's almost like they're trying to protect him a little bit, and he has, at points during the game, he has little to no protection.
Oh, yeah.
Right? They, like, throw him out there and say, hey, number one, make something happen. Right?
Dazzle us.
That's the way it looks.
I saw one where he like had his jersey like dragged on him, like he was one of those children with a leash on him at the mall, and like his jersey's all the way dragged out, and he throws it into triple coverage and gets picked off.
Oh well, I mean, he could have did it. By the way, can I just say this to all the future NFL quarterbacks that are going to be high draft picks? There's a couple of teams I want to get drafted to, right? Tennessee is one of them, because Will Levis was a high draft pick, and you don't hear boo about it, because he is terrible.
He threw a ball, and
the coach was like, what
are you doing? Do you have the coach? Like, I've never heard a coach be this blunt after the game about why he was so mad. Because sometimes when you catch stuff on camera, the football guys are always like, nah, it's nothing. Just normal football. Nothing. Just a normal back and forth, normal conversation. And the guy's like, yeah, I said it. He's a dumb mother bleeper. He cost us points. We could have had points. We could have used those points. Yet Will Levis has decided, every time I go to my knees, I'm just going to throw the football in the air.
Oh.
He is.
Dude, I watched it, and I'm like, I mean, there wasn't even a play to be made.
Nope.
Like, oh, my
God. Nope, goodness. Sure wasn't.
I mean, oh, and he threw it backwards.
He had one last week where he just threw it backwards, and then he had just one where it's just like, football up for grabs, and the Jets get it. I'm like,
the one, yeah, like, it's, what about the one he chucked up against
last week,
Chicago last week?
Yeah,
right. Like, it's crazy. But
a game they lost with Chicago scoring zero offensive touchdowns.
Correct.
Zero offensive touchdowns, and they lost the game. And Tennessee's coach has got to be sitting here being like, Brian Callahan? Is that his name?
Brian Callahan. Yeah. That's why Callahan left the Browns.
Brian Callahan. This was him. Do you have him after the game, Marcos? This was him talking about his quarterback just being stupid.
Say the wheel on the fumble. I know you look very upset on the sideline.
I think the camera caught it pretty clear, if I had to guess. So, yeah, I was upset. It was dumb. It was the same exact thing he did last week, and he cost us points in the red zone. And that is what it is. He's a grown-up, and he knows better. And so, you know, I was really irritated that he cost us 3 points in a game that we probably needed it.
Completely fair.
I mean, now look.
Hey, completely fair.
I mean, he, like, you can't, listen, first of all, you know, coaches get up there and say, you know, I'm more than sure he'd like to have that one back. But no.
Mike McDaniel would
never.
Like
you said, he's a grown-ass man. Like, what are you doing?
Mike McDaniel.
2 weeks in a row?
Mike McDaniel would talk about how much he appreciates the effort and how much he's trying to make something out of nothing. Like, when Skylar Thompson inevitably does it against the Seahawks this week, he's going to be like, I appreciate always trying to make something, even when things aren't there. Things are relative. And, you know, sometimes you see things. Sometimes they can see things we don't see. And, you know, we'll work on it. Sometimes you need to know when things must die, and when things must be left alone, and things and players.
That a boy.
And I'd be like, Mike, no. Absolutely not. We not buying it. That was a dumb, a boneheaded play.
What game did you enjoy the most yesterday?
I was starting to enjoy the Jets game until I realized they were playing the Titans and Will Levis was going to do Will Levis things.
Yep.
The Baltimore game, here's what amazes me. As much as we fan quarterbacks, the quarterbacking early on in the season has been average at best.
I think that's putting it nicely.
Quarterbacks winning games, they ain't throwing for 200 yards.
Even Mahomes has looked bad. Even right. I'm watching Mahomes, I'm like, what is he doing?
Right.
Now, there was that one sick-ass interception. Oh, my God. That was awesome.
You did this right here?
Yeah. What was that? That was that guy who was talking bleep. Was it Cam Taylor-Britt? Oh man, that was a good play.
I mean, and when they showed it, it was like it wasn't a bobble, it wasn't nothing. He just
snatched that.
That was the Rod Woodson pick.
Yep.
That's what we call it. Rod Woodson did that when he won the Heisman.
That was cool.
But yeah, so you know, there were a lot of like play. Cincinnati, holy smokes. Like y'all say y'all gonna turn it around. I don't see it.
You had one job. Had that game.
I didn't see it. Lot of games where coaches, right, kind of put their team in bad position. I watched the Cleveland game. The last 5 minutes of the Cleveland game lasted an hour and a half.
Oh yeah,
it was like
Stefanski blew it.
Ball, huh?
Stefanski was trying to blow it.
It was just he tried to throw a pass at the end. When they were trying to run the clock out, they weren't really getting any protect. It was just, it just lasted forever with all of the different things going on. And I'm like, you know what? They're asking for a loss. And they pulled out the win. The same thing kind of happened with the Jets and
Tennessee.
In Tennessee, they had momentum. They were playing well. And it's like Will Levis sucked the life out of the whole stadium, the team, everything. You know what I mean? And the other thing is, while we talking about all the favorites, is anybody going to say anything about what the hell the Saints are doing?
It's amazing. That was my favorite part of yesterday. Here's the thing. Like, when you watch a game and a game is getting out of hand, you know, if it's not teams I care about, I'll turn away. But I love watching the Cowboys get smoked so much. I'll sit there and see how bad it can get. And Alvin Kamara just destroying these fools was a delight.
Here's the deal. And they pointed this out. All these teams that run that West Coast offense with the West Coast running, right, do well against the Cowboys. Because there's a lot of trapping, kicking out. That means that Michael Parsons got to set the edge. He's trying to avoid getting hit. So you leave opening, you know, holes open everywhere. Tampa looks decent.
Tampa beat the Lions. Commanders was funny because I was like, oh, 21-18. I'm like, well, that's nice. Good win for them. 7 field goals.
Right. Which is like
7 field goals.
So while all this money that we invested in the quarterbacks, all this money we invested in the wide receivers, right? If you look around the league, the teams that are having the most success are the teams that are running the football, which is crazy.
Except the Cardinals. Right? Cardinals were playing, putting on a show yesterday, dude.
Hey, you think he changed his mind about throwing it to Marvin Harris Jr.?
Woo! That was good.
Huh? You think he finally changed his mind on that?
That was
goosies.
But yeah, so it was a lot of interesting football, a lot of football that we are not used to seeing because usually quarterbacks, wide receivers, everybody's lighting it up, right? The league has invested a boatload of money in wide receivers, quarterbacks, and offensive linemen. And offensive linemen are struggling on every team. So I don't know how you look at that or how you look at certain situations. I'm tired of hearing people after the fact say they shouldn't have paid Tua, right? It's just like, stop with that.
You didn't even play this weekend. What are you talking about? Who's having that?
No,
take?
But I'm just saying, that's this weekend was my first interaction with the knuckleheads I golf with.
Oh. Look, it was one of these.
I told you, I knew it.
I will tell you, like, anecdotally, like, everybody was, like, I was wearing a Dolphins hat around town, and everybody's talking about it. Like, it's one of those things where, like, even Publix, it gets chatter, you know? Church gets chatter. One guy told me, well, I overheard one guy at the church playground yesterday. He goes, I could be a better quarterback than Skylar Thompson. I'm like, no, you couldn't, dude. Look at you.
That's where we are.
Got a fanny pack on.
All right, Uncle Rico.
He had a fanny pack on.
Fanny pack on, dude. Like, you're not being a
dude from Hangover.
I don't know, dude. I was just like, he's like, I could be a better quarterback than Skyler. He was so mad about it. Everybody's like so mad at Tua because he's got a concussion. I'm like, you know, it was unfortunate. You know, we can feel a little bad that the guy got hurt.
No, people don't see that's the problem that I have sometimes with fans, right? Like, you don't look at these players as people experiencing some tough stuff in life, right? In general. All you care about is your feel good. And if that player or said player is important in your feel good and something happens, then the hell with him.
Yeah.
Right? That's how that's a shame.
I did appreciate the liquor store guy because I was getting some Tito's and he goes, how's he doing? Doctor, I don't know how he's not good, I assume. I don't know.
Give it to me straight.
Hey, by the way, let me say this. You didn't invent the Tito's with the pineapple and strawberry. That was at my house when you came over the last time.
No, it wasn't.
Yes, it was.
I would have remembered it. I've never even seen that lemonade before. I've never seen that Publix lemonade before.
Yes, I've been. Dude, I got one. I got about five in my house right now.
Nah, I don't believe you.
Wow, dude.
Oh, my goodness.
I don't believe you.
Prove it.
Okay.
I drank the entire thing. I think I had 900 calories in lemonade.
Okay.
Dude, because it is sweet.
Oh, dude.
Goodness. Let me tell you something. See, Toby, that's a non-intangible flavor, if you know what I mean. Strawberry lemonade.
What?
That's black folks thing.
What do you mean? Dude, listen, you get to claim every fruit?
No. We got the off the wall fruits. You stick with Tito's and cranberry.
I don't like Tito's. I like Tito's and usually I go Tito's and straight lemonade. But I was like,
right. That's what
and
I'm
then
saying.
I looked and I was like,
there you go. Intangible. See, you come over on the dark side. We doing raspberry lemonade, strawberry lemonade.
That's ridiculous.
I'm just telling you. Hey, I'm just telling you.
I got pretty toasty because I just kept waiting for the Canes game to start, and I'm just like,
oh my goodness,
it was that's taking forever. Thing.
Delayed. Wait a minute. Actually, just got delayed now, again.
Is that considered a night game?
Yeah, I think so.
Even ACC Network was like, meh. Midway through the third,
the Irish potato peeler guy must have been thrilled. He's like, more advertisement time for me.
And they didn't even show the whole game. They just left it. You get the gist. Like, they just went. Well, they go to Virginia and somebody else.
Let's just say Ball State. Tough. This Cam Ward, though. Oh.
Wow. Man, he just looks so relaxed.
So right? Relaxed.
Gooseies.
Restrepo's just sitting here. He's going to have 100 touchdowns by the end of the year.
Well, who did they play this week?
South Florida. USF on the road.
Not
Raymond James Stadium.
They're a little tougher. They might be the toughest team they play all year. I mean, not all year, up to this point.
I would agree with that. They're running the holy hell out of the football.
Yeah, but that's
they can run the ball, South Florida.
Hey, it was, can I just say, my buddy called for the game, he said it's so hot.
Oh, like,
we
man.
Just standing around. I'm like, just come on home. Go home and watch TV. You did your tailgating
you
and all
the
that.
Point.
Right.
We'll take a break. Back with more after this. Welcome back, you rascals. It's a Monday Rewind on WQAM, brought to you by your South Florida Chevrolet dealers. Looking for more power, capability, and technology with Chevy trucks? You're ready for anything. Chevrolet, together, let's drive. Tell you who wasn't ready to drive yesterday, Leroy. Do you see what happened in the Packers game?
No.
So their center, he yacked all over the football, and gross. It ruined the play.
Gross.
They weren't allowed. They couldn't pass it because their football had puke on it. And here was Packers head coach Matthew LaFleur explaining what had gone down in that moment.
Yeah, I asked Malik why he didn't throw the ball on that third down, and he told me that Josh threw up on the ball. I was like, that's the first time I've ever heard that. Matter of fact, the official came over to me, Sean came over to me and said, you know, we saw your center throwing up on the ball. Do you want us to take him out next time? I said, absolutely. Please do that because, I mean, you're talking about a critical situation and it's third down, and I've never had a throw with vomit on a football. So I don't know. I don't think Malik probably didn't appreciate that.
Wait, that sounds like almost when Nick Saban walked over a guy having convulsions.
He didn't care about his guy being sick.
The football's the most important thing right there.
Third down is important, not my center's tummy.
Right.
Isn't that right, though? Isn't that the right call? Like, you really want me to, oh, I'm sorry, guys.
No, you know why? Here's what happens. Because the other team will say, hey, no free timeouts.
Nah, you got to lay down then. You got to throw up, then lay down, right? Cramps.
I think the thing that is troubling, though, is you have Malik Willis, who has this giant opportunity to start.
All right.
He's like, great. You know, I thought my days were over after Tennessee. He's not gonna refuse to snap the football. He goes, I guess I'm gonna throw the puke ball.
Leroy, how would you feel?
Kind of surprised it doesn't happen more, to be honest with you.
Throwing up on the ball?
No.
Yeah.
Cause most grown ass people have control of their body. Unless they're really sick, and then he probably shouldn't be out there in the first place.
It's a lot of guys throwing up. There's guys throwing up at the end of games. It's just he happens to have the football. You know, it's really he's the only one where this is going to directly impact everybody.
That's something else that I've never done.
Thrown up in a game?
Nope.
Never?
It's amazing.
Practice?
Never. Nope.
How would you deal with
a handoff?
I'm
from New Orleans. We don't give nothing back. Not through that in.
Let's say you're on a normal dive of some sort. You feel the ball when you get it. It's a little bit slimier than usual.
It sometimes this time of year.
Yeah.
It always feels slimy because it's wet. It's humid. Sweating.
Nah, it's got a distinct smell. That's what's immediately going to hit you.
This is different. Yeah, this is slightly different.
No, you'll know.
You'll know. You're going to be like,
pieces
what do you
carrot.
Do? Stop running?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I guess, like they said, the play has to go, but Matt LaFleur doesn't care. He just doesn't want to get ruined because the guy's sick.
I mean, that was the weirdest thing, that he just kind of said, hey, why?
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You sit in traffic now, but later there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know what I mean?
What happened there, Malik? Yes. Listen, old Chunky 62 over here. Threw up all over the football.
Oh my God.
That's gross.
I know some people throw up. I knew some people that would throw up just from the nerves.
That's just their process?
Yeah. Mm. Robert used to throw up a lot.
Had to, or like he couldn't go?
No, he just like you know when some people get sick or they get the flu or something and part of it is throwing up?
Mm-hmm.
Like even when I'm sick as I get, I never get nausea, throwing. Well, I'm an eater.
I understand. Sometimes you can't tell your body, not now.
Nope. In fact, I remember the only time I ever threw up after eating. I remember I ate some, remember when KFC wings were the thing? When they had them spicy wings? Went and got some of those right before like a softball game or something. Now, I played in the church league when I was in Cleveland, right?
Oh, my God.
And I tried to stretch a double into a triple, and I ate my last wing on the bench.
Yeah, people do seem to think whatever activity—
Can I just say this? In my life, I didn't throw up as a kid. That was the first time I ever threw up.
From the KFC wings?
Well, just from—
Just eating and running.
Yeah. I literally had to wipe the grease off my hands to go into the batter's box. Like a softball.
I always tell my son. My son always like, hey, I'm really hungry. I'm like, listen, dude, you can have like something small, but you're about to go do jiu-jitsu, literally spinning around. I'm not letting you.
He would eat a pub.
I'm like,
right,
you can't eat that beforehand. You're gonna need at least a couple hours clearance. So
no Chipotle.
No, not till after.
He would eat Chipotle right before
he wants to. I'm like, can we go to Chipotle? I'm like, not before jiu-jitsu. You do rolls to start class. Like they're not gonna have anything. They're not gonna have enough sanitation liquid to fix that mat. So no, we're not doing that. Thankfully, it hasn't been an issue. But yeah, Packers, you know, their coach really doesn't care if you're sick. Don't ruin his third downs.
Not like that. Not like on the field.
That's another one where like if you puked on the football, I feel like Mike McDaniel's like giving that guy like a Capri Sun. He goes, hey, can we get you some electrolytes? You all right, buddy? Yeah.
He's definitely getting a game ball after for sure.
That would explain why you're so far away from the reality of sports, right?
Why?
Because if somebody throws up, they're not using juice boxes as
I think Mike McDaniel always has a feel good
electrolytes.
Juice. You don't think Mike McDaniel just walks around with a pouch of feel good juice boxes?
I'm a big snack time guy.
I think he does.
No, I can see you right now, a beer in one hand and a Capri Sun in the other hand. Right?
Classic.
Well,
although I gotta say, I did put some vodka in a Capri Sun once.
Oh yeah. That's good. That's good. You know what else is good? Our boy Ara and A&T Dry Cleaners, man. For the best dry cleaners in South Florida, use our friends over at A&T Dry Cleaners. 40 plus years owned and run. And they take care of all of South Florida. Miami-Dade, Broward, Southern Palm Beach counties. Man, Leroy, Ara's always got it no matter what you need.
Ara's our boy, and he's a fan of the show, and he wants to take care of our audience. You can call him, text him anytime. His number is 954-610-9383. That's 954-610-9383. They have a seamstress on site who can do same-day alterations. But please give him a call or text him. Get a quote. Don't go over there being ridiculous, thinking it's going, everything costs a different price. They'll take care of you. They'll hook you up, clean you up. Halloween's coming up. I know you rolled your Halloween costume mm-hmm. up last year and put it in the box. It stinks. Go get it dry clean. Aura will take care of you. You need a tux. You got a suit. Tobin, you might want to take that suit over there. That
nah, perhaps. It's funny you mentioned the Halloween costumes, though, because, you know, kids just want what they want. They don't care what the size is, and everybody's getting them online these days, but they don't fit quite right. Like, my son's like, I want to be the Dark Skull King. And I'm like, they don't have your size, so we had to buy a size up. Got to take it and got to get it altered. You know, get it to fit right, especially with plenty of time for Halloween. You know, you got yourself some leeway here. You got like 6 weeks, but as I said, Aura, they'll take care of it right there at A&T Dry Cleaners. And they got a special deal for our audience out there. You mentioned Tobin and Leroy when you call A&T Dry Cleaners, and you're going to get 25% off your order. So call them today. 954-610-9383. And as Leroy says, Aura, you can text him right there. He'll get right back to you. 954-610-9383. A&T Dry Cleaners. You'll never want to launder your own clothes again.
Regulators. We regulate any stealing of his property. We're damn good, too. But you can't be any geek off the street. Gotta be handy with the steal, if you know what I mean. Earn your keep.
Regulators! Mount up. It was a clear black night.
Join the WQM On Air staff at Smoke on the Water in Weston for Whiskey, Stars, and Cigars, Wednesday, September 25th. It's presented by Edmore Sawgrass Auto Mall. Enjoy fine whiskey, a good cigar, and sports talk with the WQM On Air staff. And here's one for you. Guess who's going to be there? You guys want to know who's going to be there?
Yeah, I would love to know.
You guys want to know who's going to be there?
Yeah, let me know.
Yeah.
Michigan legend Lee Duncan Robinson's going
to
be there.
Whoa! Dunkyard dog. Dunkyard dog. Dunkyard dog.
Wow.
You guys going to get together and be like, Wolverine stuff, Wolverine stuff.
So we can get, we're going to get Duncan Robinson tilted?
That'd be nice.
Hey, so, but.
I didn't go to Michigan, though, JFig.
So, by the way.
Well, I got to finish the read. Hold on. It's free to attend, but you guys need to RSVP at WQAM.com. It'll get you an invite and a complimentary cigar. You must be over 21. Drink responsibly. Coming out with the WQM on-air staff at Whiskey, Stars, and Cigars Wednesday, September 25th at Smoke on the Water in Weston. Presented by Edmore Sawgrass Auto Mall. Official partner, the main man. There's nobody better to help you flip your biz and cash out big than the main man. Go online to themainman.com and sponsored by the injury law firm of Cohen & Judah, where a partner handles every single case. Visit cohenandjudah.com to see partner reviews. So there you go. Dunkyard Dog going to be at the Whiskey Stars event coming up next Wednesday.
Yes.
Got some fun things coming up next Wednesday.
You're excited? I'm excited. Mm-hmm. I want to see Dunkyard Dog. I don't want to see him soon for media day. Mm-hmm. Like any opportunity. That's cool. That's big.
Yeah.
So, before you get all carried away,
mm-hmm.
I found an alternative box of Cider Boys.
Mm. Another flavor?
Four more flavors.
Oh, wow.
Blackberry or wildberry, mango,
ooh.
And some. Yeah.
What is wildberry?
What is wildberry?
I don't know. It's like blackberry.
But you just said they had blackberry.
No, I meant wildberry, not blackberry.
Oh.
Or blackberry. Mm. Like, I don't know. It tastes, you know.
I got you. All right.
Berry. Mm. So, yeah.
Wow. Wildberry is a combination of all of them.
Dade South's right where he says it's time for Marcos to answer for his crimes.
All right.
You ruined Tua. Oh, you ruined God, him.
It's not even our Tua.
You wanted him to run so bad. You want him to be mobile. You want him to be mobile.
No,
you want him to run into football.
My fault.
Look at me,
bro.
Look at me.
Yeah, yeah.
Thanks for ruining the season.
All right, let me ask you a question, huh?
Thanks for ruining the season.
Didn't it feel good though?
No, it didn't.
Look what he ran.
No, it didn't.
For those moments. Oh, okay. For those moments prior to him getting, wasn't it like, whoa?
All I thought about when he started before, and I'm talking about the moments because this all happens. Boom, boom, boom.
Yep.
In the moments where he is running, all I thought was greedy pig Marcos.
What? It was 4th and 2.
Greedy pig God. Marcos gets his over. That's all I thought. And then, ruined Tua. You ruined him.
Oh, no. It wasn't me. The running wasn't the problem. It was the stopping. I didn't know I had to teach him how to stop, too. You know, I mean, come on.
Dude.
Everyone should know. Slide, dude. Slide. Hey,
you know.
How many cruises has he been on? Cha-cha Marcos. Slide?
Marcos.
Yeah.
Let me just say this.
Yep.
A majority of the concussions I got in life on the football field were guys I didn't see.
Oh, he saw the guy, though. You're
making it this. He could have been. I'm telling you, sometimes a guy catches up and you just try to go in protect mode, but you put your body in a worse position because you didn't have time to. It's football, dude. There's people flying all over the place.
Yeah. I'll admit,
sometimes you can't. Sometimes you can't get your body in a position that warrants safety.
Yeah, but did you see him run though? He was like, phew, phew. And then when he scrambled for more yards, like to buy time to get out of sacks. That's the Tua that I wanted. Him running headfirst into a wall is not what
so
I wanted.
So mad at you.
But can I ask all of you guys this? What do we make of the quarterback play early on in the season?
I think it got ruined because he took the best quarterback in the league and you wanted him to run.
Oh, best quarterback. Like,
you ruined him.
He was having a swell game before, man.
Okay, he was having an off night. I thought he could have an off night. And
he's answering for his crimes.
It seems that he doesn't do good on prime time. That seems to be a big issue. But before that.
And we just not do Thursday night football? Is that
actually
possible?
I really wish we could not do Thursday night football.
Is that possible?
The only time I think he had a good Thursday night game was that game where Flores didn't even want to start him.
Yeah,
and then he came in off the bench and he beat Lamar Jackson.
Maybe that's the plan, huh?
By the way, some breaking Dolphins news.
All right.
Shout out to the chat.
Let's go.
The Miami Dolphins.
Tanny.
Have signed.
Uh-huh.
Quarterback.
Bobby Bethard.
No, not CJ Bethard.
Oh, Bobby.
Former.
Yes.
Pro Bowl.
Whoa.
Quarterback.
Okay.
I'm Snoop Huntley.
What?
Is he going by Snoop now?
What?
Oh, Brett Huntley?
Lamar Huntley?
No, Tyler Huntley.
Tyler Huntley.
This is real, man. Yeah.
Is he going by Snoop now, though?
Lamar Huntley.
Why was it tweeted out Snoop?
Snoop Huntley.
Wow.
Tyler Huntley. Snoop Huntley.
Is he going by that now?
I guess that's Snoop
Huntley. Sometimes people, change their names,
Most recently. What the hell is going
on? If you're Skylar Thompson, you must be thinking, man, they must really think I'm garbage.
No, you must be happy that they brought in someone so mobile like Tyler Huntley
to
pace up. You know that.
Here's what's amazing. Here's what's amazing.
What was his 40?
A guy begging for mobile.
Yeah,
that is about as mobile as a slug.
Yeah, we want what we can't have, Leroy.
That's true.
40-yard dash for him, 4.5, pretty good. Seems like this offense wants something.
I mean, he is a former Pro Bowl quarterback.
Where was he? Wasn't he just on the
Didn't he go to UCLA?
He went to Utah.
He went to Hollandale High.
Oh, I'm getting
him
mixed up with another
Huntley. He is a Brower. Yeah, he went to Hollandale High.
I'm getting him mixed up with another Huntley.
Very, very interesting that we get another mobile quarterback in here.
So he's an intangible. The Huntley I'm thinking of was not.
What? Well, he's not intangible, though. The one we're talking about is not intangible.
Snoop Huntley? Not an intangible.
No, but didn't they have a Huntley that went to UCLA?
I'm not going to rule out that in the history of UCLA there were no Huntleys, but I do not know of which one you were speaking of.
Are you talking about Brett Huntley or Hundley?
Leroy pulling a UFC where they're calling Terrence Crawford Kendrick Lamar.
Kendrick Lamar. That was crazy.
They're all the same size.
Wow. Okay, so then we're going all in on Skyler then. Essentially, this signing means it says, we're not going for a vet.
Tua is in concussion protocol. Skylar Thompson is in line to start Sunday in Seattle. It's from Tom Pelissero. Huntley now could be a factor in coming weeks as well. So if Skylar Thompson's on like a 1 week audition, it seems like.
I mean,
so then why not just get the veteran? Like, I don't understand why.
What do you mean?
Because, wait a minute, hold on.
Yeah. What are you doing?
You realize how much money quarterbacks are getting paid?
Oh, money, shmoney.
No,
dude.
Hold on.
Trust me. Clearly, we give away money.
You understand how much quarterbacks get paid?
Yes.
What former starting quarterback that's older is just going to come in to be a backup?
Jimmy Garoppolo.
Wow. Good answer. Good. but
Jimmy Garoppolo has a job.
Yeah, he plays. He's backup for the Rams.
Yeah, he has a job. Oh. And apparently Tannehill's not
being a diva.
No, he's literally not signing with anybody unless he gets to start the rest of the year. And the Dolphins don't know. Yeah, the Dolphins. The Dolphins don't know. The Dolphins have
the epitome of being a diva.
I mean, it's like he doesn't want. I get it. Like if you're him, you don't have to play. Like you're only going to want to play right. if you get a starting gig.
Right.
What the hell are we doing here, Tannehill? Come on.
I mean, but he's probably like Tua's probably going to play again, dude.
Yeah, he is.
How long?
Like, listen, I
like, don't know. Probably a month. Like, if we're going to go back to the last time he had a concussion this bad, it was a month.
Yeah.
I can't explain, like, the different variations of a concussion. Part of it is you can't, right? That's why you have to let it take its course, and then you can determine, you know, how bad it was or whatever. I just hate that we're in a place where it's not whether Tua is healthy or not, but it's how it looks. You understand what I'm saying? And that's where we are.
Looks very
so
bad, though. It looks very bad. It looks arguably the worst ever kind of thing. It's not. But as far as optics, primetime television,
though.
Every single time.
Yeah, it's football.
It's horrible. It's a gladiator sport.
You can't deny the physicality of the sport.
Yeah, but sure. I think everybody's point to it with it looking that bad is that it didn't seem like that physical a play.
Yeah.
You know? For it to have right. to, for it to yeah, for his body to react the way that it did. Now I'm not here to tell you how your body should react.
Here's the deal.
But I'm just telling you that's the normal person watching. They run a national televised game.
Right. But sometimes like you get hit and it's not your head, but more of your nerves. And I don't know whether it's all attached or whatever. But I've been hit before and had to like couldn't feel my arm for a couple of minutes
mm-hmm.
but I didn't have a concussion right so I don't it's there's so many things behind it. That's why I say this: when he's cleared to play, he's cleared to play. If he's not cleared to play, he's not cleared to play. There are people that are far better at determining whether he is cleared to play or not. So instead of sitting here and watching TV when I've had concussions and still can't figure them out, right? And I'm really tired of hearing everybody else talk about what Tua should or shouldn't do without fully understanding the situation, because I told a buddy of mine, they say, just retire and get the money. You don't get the money if you're retired and you're medically cleared. I say, but I tell you what, I've walked this earth for a while. Ain't nobody turning that money away. Stop acting like you would, that's enough. I would stop lying. People know they go, well, Dr. Cleveland, I'm going to go ahead and try to get that money. Stop acting like you would, you know, just, oh, no, there's a bigger pay. Like, yeah. So stop. I'm not going to tell Tua what he should or shouldn't do.
Yeah, but
it's his decision. But for people to just all of a sudden say what they would do in that situation, stop it.
Yeah, but here's the thing, though. The one thing that I would argue with you on that is we've already had the situation without him getting any of a big contract, because he has gotten money from the contract. And right.
I got you.
And he could walk away set up for his life just fine. And they've already had the discussion, his family, the last time before he even had the contract, and this was a thing that he was considering, right, or there were people in his family who wanted him to consider walking away. So now that it is, and I don't think he's going to. I think the idea that he's going to play is pretty obvious. I know that Tua wants to play football, but they are in a better position to do it if he wanted to. I don't think it's just a money thing, to be honest with you. I think Tua just wants to play football.
Let's add the other aspect of this. There is no person that has been under a microscope more than Tua.
Agreed.
For reasons we still can't explain.
Very strange.
Right? The guy doesn't badmouth anybody, nothing. It's just been, he's a center of all conversations, even when he didn't have concussions. Right? From an athlete's perspective, the one thing that you hope you can do in your career is go out the way you want to go out, and go out on your own terms.
Mm-hmm.
And part of this also that's probably running through his mind is, I got to show people that I can play this game and I can be successful at this.
Mm-hmm.
And that eat at you, that eats at you constantly. And that's the part of where people talk about the money and all that stuff. Let's be clear. First things first, that man is one hell of a competitor.
Of course. And I mean, wasn't it recently that Chris Bosh, when he was at Goron's retirement, and he goes, sometimes you don't get a farewell. You know?
Right.
Not everybody gets a farewell. And he also said that your career ending is like a death, especially when it's not on your terms. And you're 33, 34 years old at the peak of your powers, and you feel fine, but doctors are telling you no.
Right. Exactly. So there's while we sit here and talk about the money and being set and all that, as an athlete, he's thinking about this totally different. He's thinking about, listen to all the crap he's had to hear about his career. All the people saying never should have gave him the money. It's not about the money. It's about his ability to play and show that he can do it. And then maybe get to a point where he can leave on his own terms.
Mm-hmm.
That to an athlete is more than money. To being able to show you belong amongst all these elite football players, that's more about money. In fact, I turned down money because I knew that if I went out there and tried to play, I would look like a clown.
You should have payroll banded it though.
No, I couldn't let myself do it. Some guys can. I couldn't do it.
We'll take a break. Out with Tua. Next.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.